Yes, yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast, where I like to talk about all things related to the book, The Science of Getting Rich. It was the most inspirational book in my life. And at some point, we might change the name as I talk about maybe other books. If you haven't seen my book, The Money Flow, I would encourage you to get it and read it. If you haven't read my book, you don't have to die broke. Right now, I've just been giving them away. I'm not trying to make money on selling it. I have some projects going that I'm going to do to try to sell the book. And the way that I'm going to do that isn't to list it on Facebook. I'm not going to list it on Amazon, although it's on there. That was really just me playing with it. And what's funny is I've sold like 100 copies, but it's at like $3. Like, to make money selling books, dude, is super hard. You got to build a large following and get people won't just go through and just buy books. Some people do. I do that. I don't even know who the fuck you are. I'm going through there and I'm like, ooh, looks good. Look at the title. Read on it. Cool. Boom. Order it. Ebook. Boom. $3. Pay for it. Scan through it. No good. Move on. Like, I do this all the time. Like, all the time. Like, every week. Buying books from people I've never heard of. So I'm assuming some of the book sales I get are people like me. Just people looking for information. See, the beautiful thing about that is in that book, I give the exact blueprint to my strategy. And I see people on YouTube breaking this down. They do it more articulate. They do it better. But basically, I went and I created a business. And for me, it was a couple businesses that made significantly more money than I needed to live on. The businesses themselves didn't make a lot of money. It wasn't enough to be on TV or to be even considered a person of influence. It was just more money than I needed. You know, it's not a big deal to have a retail business that does $20,000 a month in sales or $30,000 a month in sales. But if you do $30,000 a month from sales and you only have, say, one employee, and then you live on, say, four or five, pay your taxes, and it leaves you with $5,000 a month, in about 10 years, you can turn $5,000 a month properly invested into a seven-figure portfolio that pays you income for life. And that was my strategy. It was to do network marketing. Originally, the first 7 to 10 years, I did email marketing. And the reason I did email marketing is I was a network marketer. Every great thing that's happened to me in life has happened around or related to network marketing, but it wasn't the network marketing. Trying to build a network marketing business is what pushed me to the internet early on. Dude, a lot, you don't understand, if you're new to, if you're a kid now or in your 20s and even 30s, the internet is just, yeah, of course. But when I was late 20s and 30s, and the internet's just coming about, it was expensive, it was slow, a lot of people didn't have computers, it wasn't like today. And so I saw that like 95, 96 time, and I began to figure, okay, how could I use this as a tool to recruit people who don't live near me in network marketing? I just started to do the idea of direct mail marketing where I could run an ad, people would respond, I'd send them information, I'd follow up with them, I'd try to get them to join. That was the basic strategy. But I was of the mind, well, what if I actually did that? What if I pursued that? What if I created a series of ads? And I started to get into that, and it's kind of expensive running ads in magazines and postage and printing and making the phone calls and doing all that. And then the internet kicks off. And it occurred to me one night, if I built a mailing list, I could just periodically send them my ads every once in a while. So I need an excuse, I need a reason to email people. Like, this seems obvious today, right? But to me at 29 years old, and I didn't know shit about marketing, and there was really, the internet was new, and I'm reading these books, I read the Lazy Man's Way to Wealth by Joe Carbo. And basically Joe ran ads promoting his book for $19. And he made millions of dollars promoting this book on the Lazy Man's Way to Wealth. And I thought, man, that is awesome. If I could just create a simple informational product for a reasonable price, offer free information, put together a follow-up system, just run these ads in various locations around America. Boom, people respond. I sell them the info product. I never left my house. So I set about trying to make that happen. And then someone introduced me to network marketing, and I see the residual aspect of it. But that's what pushed me to the internet, was because the internet allowed me to create it once, not have to pay for shipping, not have to mail them a package. I could email them. And as I began to build this mailing list that I would use to build and promote my network marketing business, I was like, well, what am I going to mail? I don't know how to write. I don't have any special skill. And I said, well, what if I offer to pay you $10? In other words, you join my mailing list, I'll give you 10 bucks. But here's the catch. I'm then going to send you emails periodically, and for everyone you read, I'm going to pay you a nickel. So if I email you, I'm going to pay, because in my mind, I say, hey, I'm mailing to prospects now. I'm paying like 50 cents to mail a direct mail piece with a copy in it, with a, you know, I'm already doing that. What if I do that with email? So instead of spending 50 cents to a dollar to mail a prospect package to proctor, what if I told the prospect, hey, if you just join my mailing list, I'll just pay you for reading my ads. And if I get enough of these people, these are the people that I'm mailing to anyway, if I get 10,000 of them, in my mind, having 10,000 would have been amazing. If I get 10,000 of them, I bet I could get 1,000 of them to join my network marketing program. And if you put 1,000 people in a network marketing program on a monthly auto ship, you're going to make a lot of money. And then all I got to do is replace the people who quit. That was my business plan. Well, I began building it. I'll talk about how I built it on another thing. You opt in, it credits your account for $10. You got to earn $20 and I'll pay you. And I'm going to pay you as I send you these letters, these ads. Well, mailing your own, you can't mail them the same thing every day. So I would go out and look for things to mail them. I'd go find things that I could promote. You got to understand the affiliate programs were far and few between in the beginning. And I began to find things and I would mail out. And other people approached me, hey, how much to buy an ad? And so I began to develop this business of selling ads on my website to other network marketers, other opportunity junkie. One of my biggest advertisers was a guy who sold a roulette wheel system for how to make money in Las Vegas. Sent him to a website and he says, hey, I have this strategy. I have this way to make money in Las Vegas. It's 1995. He would buy ads from me all the time. Or no, I think it was $100, something like that. Another one of my big advertisers was I was an affiliate of Golf Magazine. They would give me $1 for everyone who requested a 3-month free trial. They took the customer's information, they sent out the magazine, I got paid $1. So I'd send out an email where I paid everyone 5 cents, and I needed 1 in 20 to convert, and this would be profitable. And so I began looking for other things. Netflix paid us $10 for everyone that took a 1-month free trial. Made a shit ton of money on that offer. And so we had all these offers going, all these emails being spent, and then I would slip in mine. And soon I just stopped promoting the network marketing. I didn't need to. I had built a business that was selling advertising. I was rewarding the people who read the ads. Some people came along and said that was an illegal idea, but the people reading weren't paying anything. You join the site, you join for free. The only people paying are the people who want to advertise into this group of free people. And then I brought network marketing to the strategy and said, hey, if you go out and refer a friend, I'll give you 2 cents for every email he reads. And if that guy refers a friend, I'll give you a penny on every email he reads. And that was the deal. And we began sending emails. But the strategy is to build a business on the side that you can take that money and aggressively invest it in whatever platform you want to use, stocks, real estate, maybe another business, maybe just piling up cash, however you want to do it. That's the strategy. That's the strategy to how people break out of this middle class thing. That's the strategy. That strategy can also be used to lock yourself into the middle class. You know, you accumulate $1 million in assets, you're pretty much locked into the middle class. Your assets will produce enough income to keep you in that middle class perpetually. But my goal is, how do I go from there to breaking out of it? that journey seems harder or just as hard as the journey from a zero to a million. But you either have to provide stepped up value or more value to more people, meaning pressing your product to more people. You got to get to where you're selling tens of thousands. Tens of thousands of people are buying your product. For me, it's always been informational products. Selling advertising, selling leads. That's just been the channel that I use. Some people could be weight loss supplements. You could be a dry cleaners. It could be as a plumber. It could be an electrician. And here's the other thing. It doesn't have to be a business. It could be a job. If you have a well-paying job, see, I never had one, so I don't talk about them a lot. But let's say you have a well-paying job. You're making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. Then you begin to live on four. And you bank large sums, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. And in that 7 to 10 year period, you can make that $1 million through the magic of compounding. And you can lock yourself into the middle class. Or at least it's a foundational stone to hold you. You know the rent's going to be paid. You know the food's going to be paid. You know the light bill will be paid. You know all of the basics are now covered. That's what the $1 million gives you. Now you can go to work. Now you can start looking at new ideas, new jobs, new opportunities to go from a million to 10 million. But this time, you know the rent's paid, the electric bill's paid. You know the basics are covered. That's what the $1 million gets you. But you don't have to go for that next step. You can just stay right there where you are. It's a beautiful thing about it. It's what it gives you. Time. Freedom. See, then you can sit back and start thinking about the bigger things. The United States of America wasn't built by people trying to survive. It was the people that had means that sat down and thought it out and said, hey, we don't need to pay these taxes. See, the broke people, they weren't paying the taxes. The people paying the most taxes were the most influential in the country. These are the people that signed the Declaration of Independence. These are the people that signed the Constitution, the merchants, the self-made millionaires, people like Benjamin Franklin, who was a merchant, an inventor, an entrepreneur, a publisher, a writer. He sold information of products. He invested. George Washington, he ran a farm, man, with slaves. He also produced whiskey, I think it was. Most of the early founding fathers were people of means. And because they had enough money, because the basics were covered, because they had enough wealth built up, they were able to sit back and think something bigger. Much bigger than the average person in America was thinking. How do we rally these average people to our cause? You know, what is our collective cause? Because we have to be on sync. We have to be on point. We all have to have the same message if we're going to overthrow the yoke of the world's largest army, most powerful army. We all have to be on the same message. And what is that message? That in America, all men are created equal. We all get the same 24 hours. We are all given the same freedom to drive down the same roads, to take our money and to allocate it into things that could reap us rewards or to blow it. You are allowed to blow it. You're allowed to make dumb decisions because the one thing they were fighting for, freedom. That's what getting to that $1 million. It's just a stepping stone. It lays the foundation that your house will be built upon. It secures it. It pays those basic necessities so that now you can start doing the big things. Now you can start looking to the future about creating big things, doing things bigger than you ever thought possible because you got that base covered. That's the power that it gives you. It proves that you have the discipline. The incredible discipline it takes to invest large sums of money for 7 to 10 years, man. It takes incredible discipline. You won't be the same person when you come out the other side. This is why so few people do it. It's a crucible. It's hard. And there's forces aligned against you, wives, children, all of these things buying for your time, buying for your attention, and most of all, buying for your money. They want your money and keeping it to invest it for yourself and your future. The only purpose of that is freedom. That's it. There's no other reason.